But first, a very special live interview that we are going to, well, be very interested to hear from, but also to interact with as we have been behind the scenes. We're going to introduce you right now to a program that for the past year and a half or so, Woof Boom Radio staff has been exchanging best practices and learnings with a group of radio stations in Uganda. And Sherry Meyer, leadership consultant with Radio Patches, joins us now live from Uganda. Sherry, good day to you.
Good morning, Steve, and good morning to all of the WMUN listeners.
Fantastic. I love this. This is so amazingly wild that we are able to interact in this fashion. This is not your first rodeo, though, working for and around radio people, Sherry. You've done this before, correct?
Yes, I have. We've been broadcasting for 20 years, and we've always used digital equipment. And so as the possibilities have grown over the years, we do interact with places around the world.
Sherry, how best to explain Radio Patches, the work and the mission, to our listeners that surely are not familiar with Radio Patches as of yet?
Yes. First of all, Uganda is a place, northern Uganda, where we are located, is a place that does not have every household, every person does not have access to clean water, electricity, internet, some of the things that we rely on. And so there are not newspapers in the local languages here in northern Uganda. So there are not televisions because of lack of electricity. So people rely on radio. They can have access to a radio. They use small battery-powered transistor radios like we had many years ago. I am a Hoosier. I'm originally from Indianapolis, Indiana. And I remember having a transistor radio when I was young. And here, that is high tech. And some people do have phones. Not everybody has a smartphone, but people have phones and radios. And that's what they rely on for information about their own area, but also around the world. And so this is Radio Patches. We have one radio, but we have four different locations and four different frequencies because there needs to be a different local language as the anchor language on each of those radios. So we do that language and English.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about the languages, you said there was a number of them. Do your broadcasters on Radio Patches, I'm Steve Lindell on WMUN, we're talking to Sherry Meyer, leadership consultant for Radio Patches in northern Uganda, do your announcers have to do everything in language one and then two and then three, etc.?
Well, when we started with only one frequency 20 years ago, that was our problem. We actually kept the integrity of the show in a single language. But after, 2 hours, then a different show started in a different language. And so people were turning their dial, when the language they understood was gone, they went to a different radio. And we knew this was not sustainable for us. We are connected to the church, to the Catholic Church here. In our diocese, we have four different languages, plus we have refugees from South Sudan and from Democratic Republic of Congo, large numbers of those in our area. So when we add their languages, we need really about six languages, including Juba Arabic. So that's just for our area. The country itself, Uganda, has more than 60 local languages, and our country is about the size of the state of Wyoming.
Wow. So much great information learning about Uganda, Northern Uganda. Sherry Meyer is the leadership consultant with Radio Patches. And I am, for the first time, announcing this morning, Sherry, to our audience. Our staff knows because of all the planning and preparation that you have been integral in behind-the-scenes work. I am going to have the amazing good fortune of being allowed to visit with you and your radio friends there for Radio Patches, traveling to Northern Uganda, starting in a couple of weeks. Boy, we're getting a countdown now. And while I am there, I will be able to be immersed in everything that you're explaining to us right now, and then some, learning even more from your radio broadcasters. And hopefully, we can impart some things that would be useful for your folks as well. I am both excited and a little nervous. Somebody asked me, "Hey, Steve, have you traveled internationally before?" A cruise or whatever, notwithstanding, the farthest away I believe I have been is Gas City, Indiana.
Yeah, that is like my experience, Steve, 30 some years ago. I had not been outside of the United States other than a trip to Canada. And then I began my life of international traveling and international living. I've always worked here in northern Uganda. I'm in a place called Arua. Which often gets confused with Aruba. Much of my post, my mail, things get routed to Aruba. But I'm actually in a place called Arua. And I've been here for more than 30 years. And it was all quite frightening. And I will say this, I wasn't a girl. I came when I was already 40 years old. And this middle-aged Hoosier found great difficulty in being in another culture, and particularly in a place where I missed having electricity and indoor plumbing and things like that. But over the 30 years that I've been here, I've seen so much change and growth, and I can assure you that now some of those things are worked out. When we started the radio, I knew we needed electricity to run a radio. And I and another person that you'll meet when you're here, we are the founders. We are two missionaries. He's from Italy, and I from the United States. We founded this radio. We began with, we needed generators, and we immediately began investing in solar energy. So we operate this radio basically completely solar powered. I think that'll be one of the things you'll enjoy learning about.
Oh, I can't wait. This is Sherry Meyer, leadership consultant with Radio Patches. The last thing I wanted to do before we wrap up, Sherry, is for our listeners that are intrigued, how can they listen and or view? I see some and a lot of your social media posts from your broadcasters, but how best to find some of this so they can learn some more about the incredible radio work that you're doing in northern Uganda?
That's a great question. And your followers, your listeners, can see some things from you, I'm sure, through those platforms. But also, they should start looking at radiopatches.org. That's RadioPacis. That is all one word. www.radiopachas.org, and you will find our website, and we stream all four frequencies from that website, so they can even listen to you, and you can keep them informed of activities here. So I think that's the best place, the website. And then, of course, we have many social media platforms, including Facebook and LinkedIn and all of those kind of things. But if you start from the website, and that'll be a good thing and a good way that you can keep in touch with your listeners on this great morning program of yours.
Oh, Sherry, thank you so much for, again, all of the work and efforting you're doing behind the scenes. I look forward to the visit and the work and the learning, and hopefully I will be able to impart some useful stuff for you and your broadcasters there at Radio Pachas. Very nice to talk to you again, as always, and we'll keep the countdown going, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. That is Sherry Meyer once again this morning, live from Arua, Northern Uganda, a method that I will be utilizing as well when I start my journey there, and more importantly, my work on the ground there. I am told that we will spend some time certainly in their radio compound with their various broadcasters, their various formats, their various languages. I only know one, so they told me they're going to go easy on me, so that's excellent. And most importantly, we will be visiting and interacting with people and situations and news and information that only they understand to 100% totality. It is our belief and understanding that we, as broadcasters here in Muncie, Indiana, in the United States of America, will be able to learn and glean from what they are doing and executing every day from a radio and life standpoint, that it will serve us well, and we hope it will serve you well as well. Everything is status quo for this morning in studio in Muncie, Indiana, and all next week as well. Then the following week is when I make the journey, and Brett Busby was kind enough to step forward to get into the host role in studio. You will hear me as often as I can, with Emily Guffey, my producer's help, in the Axia Command Center, broadcast with some live segments from there. We will also try to get some video and pictures coming out of there. My friend Thomas Peake in the back of the building has already offered to help with some of that visual component stuff while I'm on the trip. And so you can see some of the things that we are seeing and learning as well. Again, the website that she mentioned is www.radiopachas.org. That's RadioPachas.org. And another thank you to our president and owner, Jay Chapman, for affording me and all of us to have the opportunity to grow and learn in ways that we couldn't possibly have predicted in doing something like this that is very unique, different, and exceedingly special.